USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats propelled President Donald Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full U.S. House as the Judiciary Committee approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House is expected to approve the two articles of impeachment next week before lawmakers depart for the holidays. The partisan split in the committee vote, 23 Democrats to 17 Republicans, reflects the atmosphere in the current Congress. The Democratic majority House is expected to approve the charges against Trump next week, but the Republican-controlled Senate is likely to acquit him after a January trial. Trump is accused in the first article of abusing his presidential power by asking Ukraine to investigate his 2020 rival Joe Biden while holding military aid as leverage, and in the second of obstructing Congress by blocking the House's effort to probe his actions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A man accused of killing three people and injuring nine others at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado in 2015 appeared in court in Denver on new charges and insisted he is competent to stand trial. Federal prosecutors have asked the judge to order a new mental evaluation for Robert Deer, who was previously ruled to be incompetent in state court. Justice has been delayed, and it's been continuously delayed for years, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Pygene Ryan. The U.S. magistrate judge gave Deer's attorneys until December 20th to respond to the request. If you're looking for a Christmas tree, you might not want to wait till the last minute this year. Christmas tree supplies are tight again across the United States, depending on the location and seller. The industry is still bouncing back from the Great Recession and trying to win people back from a shift toward artificial trees. Industry officials say not to worry. Anyone who wants a tree should be able to find one, and you may have to pay a little more. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just in time for the holidays, Popular Science is out with the 2019 Best of What's New award winners. John Clements reports.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
House Democrats hailing from conservative swing districts are all lining up to vote in favor of two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump next week, except for one congressman from New Jersey. An NBC News survey of more than 40 vulnerable House Democrats found only Representative Jeff Van Drew, who represents the southern tip of the state, planning to vote against the articles of impeachment. The other was Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, who represents a rural district that Trump won by 30 points in 2016. A spokesperson for Peterson said that he's undecided on how he'll vote and may vote against the articles on the House floor. The vote is likely on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.